Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The administration is reportedly debating whether they should urge vaccinated Americans to return to mask wearing. The officials who spoke to the Washington Post cautioned any new formal guidance would come from the CDC.
What? I'm sorry. What? Wait a minute. If you got vaccinated, you need a mask? Now, they're only thinking, let me play that again, because the beginning I had the audio turned down a little bit more than I should have.
The administration is reportedly debating whether they should urge vaccinated Americans to return to mask wearing. The officials who spoke to the Washington Post cautioned any new formal guidance would come from the CDC.
Do the vaccines work? Do they work? Serious question. Got to ask that. Do they work? And why should you even take one? Well, you need a mask. Why do I need a mask? They're safe. They work. No, they don't. I need a mask. And then they're out there going, yeah, it must be 12 guys on Facebook. We gotta take them down, man. Gotta take them down. Gotta get them off Facebook because they're lying to people. That's why people don't want a vaccine. You tell them the vaccine works, but you need a mask. Why? You need a mask? Vaccine doesn't work. Masks don't work either, by the way. My source on that, of course, is Anthony Fauci. And his email. You can get a copy of that email on my Gab account. I tried to post it to Facebook. They won't let you. It's too much truth in one place. Masks don't work. They let the particles through. The particles are too small. They go right through, Fauci wrote. So masks don't do anything. It's just a sign of their religion. And we define a religion as something that cannot be supported by science, but is believed anyway. Masks are a religion to the left. They don't actually do anything. And again, we've got a CDC study that proves that. That more than half, according to NBCNews.com, more than half the particles get through the mask, and that's why they were saying you need two. Now you notice they're not saying two, just one. Folks, they're making this up as they go. They're making it up. But I want to hear an answer to that question. It's the first that the media should ask. Why do I need, potentially, they're saying maybe they're going to go back to mask. Why do I need a mask if the vaccine works? Is this an admission the vaccine doesn't work? Folks, you need to listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast. I put it all in one place. And I'm not going to recap it all here, but there's one of two things going on here. Either the vaccines are failing worldwide, as many scientists, including Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier of France, predicted they would. He was the world-famous virologist who discovered AIDS, diagnosed HIV. Found it, discovered it. Either they don't work. He forecasted they would fail and fail spectacularly, creating variants, that the vaccinated would begin to shed variants and cause wave after wave of COVID. I wasn't too sure about that. Haven't talked about it till these stats started coming out. According to Sky News and the UK Daily Mail, 47% of people hospitalized now in the UK are vaccinated. How's that possible? And I got so many questions. Folks, there's a reason they want to crack down again hard on social media. They're already cracked down. They've been cracked down the whole time, but they're going hardcore. Censorship right now, all of a sudden. Just as we learned that 47% of those hospitalized or dying or dead of the virus in the UK are vaccinated. What's going on? Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, people who are vaccinated should wear masks. Why? Oh, just because. No, I need a better answer than that. What's going on? And I dive deep into the science of this, but I make it simple on the podcast yesterday. I kept the podcast short, too. You get it by texting Battleground to 71307. You need to hear this. You need to understand it, because this is, there's something up right now, and I've been saying that for days. Yeah, they're trying to get you terrified of the Delta variant. They've done this many times, see if they can get their powers back, their COVID dictatorial powers. They want them back. That's going on. But something deeper is going on here, too. And there's another possibility. There's another possibility. It's only one of two things. The vaccine isn't actually failing. The diagnostic tests were always a lie. And I go through the evidence of that, that we have the PCR test set, and it's set this way around the world, so high that 70 to 90% of the results are false positives. Those who test positive for COVID, they don't actually have it. It's fake, which would mean most of the pandemic was fake. And we couldn't see it until vaccinated people started getting tested. It's one of the two things. And I dive into that on the podcast and explain it because things are happening right now that don't make any sense. We talked about Gibraltar, probably the most vaccinated place on earth. And what's going on with what's going on there? And you could begin to see this all over the place. Either these vaccines are failing, and we need to know why. And we need to know pronto. Or the diagnostic tests were always a lie. It is one of those two things. You look at Gibraltar, fully vaccinated, almost every eligible citizen by April. 2.5 months later, they have the third highest per capita rate of infection on Earth, with 80% of cases in the past 2 days being vaccinated. How? Now all of a sudden Joe Biden wants you to wear a mask. I'm asking what's going on here. I'm not telling you what's going on. I'm asking. There's only two possibilities. That test is fundamentally flawed, and it always was. And this was never the pandemic we were told. There's some great evidence of that this morning in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, where they actually admit a lot of the COVID numbers are fake. I can't believe they printed it. And from a John Hopkins medical doctor, too. We're going to get into that. I've been telling you that for a long time. There's a lot of resistance to that, even in this audience. The fact that they changed the coding method so they could count a lot more people as having died of COVID, that's actually admitted this morning in the Wall Street Journal. It is shocking to see, but it's there. I'm going to get into that, and you got to dig halfway through the article to find it, but once you do, it gobsmacks you. And so honestly, right now, trying to figure out what they're doing while digging through the lies is very difficult. I don't know which it is. By the way, a lot of you have said, well, you know, in America, though, most people getting hospitalized are unvaccinated. And a lot of them are. It's true. But there's a difference between America and the UK. Testing is a lot more widespread there. You are required to test at least twice a week for their COVID passport. Here, people don't test. If they're vaccinated, they're not getting a test. They just assume I have a regular cold. There they know. 47% of those admitted to hospital or dead are vaccinated. How is that possible? Nobody wants to talk about that. They just want to clamp down on it on social media. Something is up here. These numbers don't make sense. And I want to know why. And now they're trying to bring this back. And that doesn't even count what they're about to do to your kids. What do you hear this? Oh, yeah, they're not letting this go. But plus, folks, I mean, they need this going into the midterms. They need to be able to receive 72,000 ballots they didn't mail out. Absentee ballots. They're going to have to do that to win the midterms. They're going to have ballots they didn't mail out come back in. And they need the cover of COVID and illegal changes to laws to do that. That's what this is about. That's what this is about, too. But I wonder, too, if something else isn't going on here with these vaccines, something they don't want you to know. It's either that their entire coding system, their entire tracking system was always a lie, and the numbers were never anywhere near what they told you, or the vaccine's failing. And I explain how on the Battleground podcast, it is must listen. And I know not everyone has the time to listen to the Battleground podcast every day, so I try to highlight the ones that you really don't want to miss. Text Battleground to 71307. That's the keyword, Battleground. You can get it. It was yesterday's podcast, and it is a must listen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bombshell in the Wall Street Journal. Not to you, if you've been listening to the show, you understand the way that COVID is coded. Jacks the death toll through the roof. We don't code anything like we do COVID. Special COVID coding rule. We've been talking about this from the beginning. If COVID is the main thing you die of, then you go down as a COVID death. If COVID is the secondary thing you die of on your death certificate, and there's two spaces on the death certificate for the codes, you go down as a COVID death. If you fell off your motorcycle and died of head trauma, but you tested positive for COVID before you died at the hospital, you died of COVID. Someday, folks, I don't know what the day will be. I will sit in this chair and I will tell you the true COVID death toll. My best guess is it's about 5% of what they told you. And we know that because the CDC routinely publishes the pure COVID death total. It's about 5% of the total. The Wall Street Journal got dangerously close to admitting how this scam works. It's in an article from July 19th by Dr. Marty McCary. He is not some conspiracy theorist who should be banned off the internet. He is a medical professor and medical doctor at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. He is a Bloomberg School of Public Health and Carey Business School fellow. Highly qualified to be talking about this and finally able to speak of it. And he's talking about children in this case and how the CDC lies about their deaths. Mr. X confuses. Here's what he writes. And he's talking about the article is called, if you want to dig it up for yourself, I've got it on my Gab account. I was afraid to post it to Facebook, even though it's in the Wall Street Journal. They don't like the truth there. The article is called The Flimsy Evidence Behind the CDC's Push to Vaccinate Children. And it talks about how they manipulate the numbers. But what he's writing here could go for adults as well. He said, so far, the CDC claims 335 deaths from the virus among children in the United States of America. But wait, My research team, he writes, at Johns Hopkins worked with the nonprofit Fair Health to analyze approximately 48,000 children under 18 diagnosed with COVID in health insurance data from April to August of 2020. Their report found a mortality rate of 0 among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. None. 0 children. So if you are a parent or grandparent, ignore the media. Stop with the scare stuff. 0. Absolute 0 among children without a pre-existing medical condition like leukemia. Now, how does nobody know that? That's big news. I can't believe the Wall Street Journal put that much truth in one place. He goes on to explain. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky claimed that vaccinating 1 million adolescent kids would prevent 200 hospitalizations and 1 death over 4 months. But the agency, talking about the CDC, the agency's COVID adolescent hospitalization report, like its death count, doesn't distinguish on the website. Here it is, folks. Here it is. Finally. The agency's COVID adolescent hospitalization report, like its death count, doesn't distinguish on the website whether a child was hospitalized for COVID or with COVID. So he dug into something called the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. You got to dig into that. What did that find? 47% of those kids who allegedly died of COVID didn't. Wait, what? No, they didn't. They were hospitalized for reasons that might not have been primarily related to COVID. Told you. Hospitals routinely test patients, he writes, being admitted for other complaints, even if there's no reason to be suspect they have COVID. Yeah, because they get paid more if they can get a COVID diagnosis with a test that returns 70 to 90% false positives. Oh, this is a scam. And we finally have an admission of that in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. Now, listen to this. Let me read the line to you, because this is what I've been telling you. A lot of you have been saying, that can't be true. It's not. It is true. An asymptomatic child who tests positive after being injured in a bicycle accident would be counted as a COVID hospitalization. And the hospital would be paid as if they treated them for COVID. What's the rate again? 45.7%. Okay, that's for children. So what we're finding is basically 46% of kids hospitalized, allegedly, with COVID, didn't have COVID. They may have tested positive, but they were asymptomatic. They were hospitalized for something else. Didn't have anything to do with COVID. They had a bicycle accident. What a scam. What is it for adults? Huh? Were there really only 250,000 deaths? This is remarkable that the Wall Street Journal has finally admitted this. And so many of you over the years have been like, but it was a factor. We had to count it. No, we don't. We don't count it with anything else. We don't. One of the best examples of this was from Philip Allen, Common Sense Retirement Planning. I had him as a guest on the show. And remember, in the beginning, you'll remember. And he had a good friend who was also his client because he's a financial advisor. And his client had battled cancer for a year at stage 4. Tragic. And so as he does with all of his clients, when they pass on, when they die, he's got to get their death certificate to release, you know, the funds, right, to those they go to in death. He had gone into the hospital and died of cancer, which he'd been battling for a long time. His medical certificate said COVID. He didn't die of COVID. Didn't even visibly have COVID, not even close. This is the scam that's been pulled on the American people, and now they want to get you back in a mask while telling you the shot works. Both those things can't be true. They can't be true. All right, do you want to hear more about this scam? You got to text the keyword battleground to 71307. I'm going to do a follow-up on it today. This is a remarkable day that we finally have in the Wall Street Journal admission of the fact that about half these deaths are fake. They're fake.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter,
and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So you saw the women's soccer team. Our women's soccer team got crushed. Yeah, Sweden whooped them 3-0. After they found a way to diss their country, they always do. It appears that the Olympic rules this year are no kneeling during the anthem. So they knelt before their kickoff of the Olympic opener on Wednesday, and then they got whooped. I got to ask y'all something. I mean, when people on TV are talking about this, and including on Fox News, they're saying, oh, well, you know, we want them to win, but in your gut, do you want them to win? I'm just curious. I'd love to see what you think. Are you always USA, USA, USA today? Or is that not the way it is anymore with you? I didn't want them to win. Is that wrong? I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, it's not my logical thought process. It's how I feel in my gut. I don't want them to win. I don't feel like they represent me. They embarrass me. It felt good when they went down. And, you know, had it been one or two of them that were like, you know what, I'm not going to do this. Because we all know what it means. They said they were kneeling to oppose racism. They were dissing their country. They were dissing their country. That's what they were doing. They were dissing their country. And we know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. It felt good when they lost. Is that wrong? Am I wrong? Text me and let me know. Is that bad? Is that hateful? I mean, look, I have political differences with people all the time. And I watch movies they make. And I listen to music that they produce. And yesterday I shopped on Amazon because Amazon is a great service and I can't stand Jeff Bezos. And I hate the fact that he just gave $100 million to Van Jones. It makes me sick. Guy's a communist. He said he's a communist. I can't stand Bezos. And maybe I should boycott more stuff. Maybe I should. And I do. There are things I do boycott. But normally that's not the end of the world for me. You dish your country like that on the national stage. I can't help how I feel. And I got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever fully felt like that. Brought a smile to my face when I found out we lost. I do you feel that way? Maybe it's not something you'd say out loud. Maybe I should say it out loud. So it's not just the political differences. It's the dissing of the country on the world stage. And look, if you are on the U.S. women's soccer team and you want to write an editorial about, hey, you think this, 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 and this sucks about the country and you want to publish it somewhere, USA Today or something, I'll still cheer for you. I won't buy your stuff, but I'll still cheer for you. But when you do that to this country, and so much of what you're protesting is a flat-out lie, and we've debunked it so many times on this show, again, more, well, virtually the same number of people are killed by exploding champagne corks as are shot or otherwise killed by police when they're not resisting and unarmed. It is not a thing. It is not a thing. We broke this down. So this is absolutely dissing your country on the world stage. I loved that they lost. It felt good. It felt good. And I hope the rest of them who do this lose. I hope Gwen Berry loses. She disgusts me. She disgusts me. Because you know what? We have, I mean, this is a woman who got pregnant at 15. Normally, kind of a dead ender for your life when you do that. Gets a full ride to a university. Good one. Where they teach her the sport she would ultimately end up at the Olympics for. I mean, what a country. Oh, she's black. So, I mean, the idea that you somehow discriminate against, I mean, come on. Are you going to diss your country like that? I don't want you to win. You deserve to win. You should be ashamed of yourself. You want to have the argument here behind closed doors? It's kind of like the thing with my kids. I was recently really proud of one of my sons because my son had a friend who picked on his little brother. And the way it is in the house is you can hear everything that's going, because they're all playing group video games is what kids do now. They play them across online. So you could hear everything they're saying to each other. And I heard it and I stopped for a second because this was a good friend and he picked on my son's little brother, my other son. And I paused. I wanted to know, this is one of those life moments where you have to make a choice. And my son brutalized him. Never mind that earlier in the day, my son had been brawling with his brother. That's how it should be in America. We have our fights. We have them inside our house. We argue. We debate. Even if you're dead wrong, we get mad. We get heated. But when it's somebody from outside, when it's the world, we stick together. I was very proud of my son for making the right decision. He cut him off immediately. Not permanently, just for the rest of the day. I said, we're done. We're not playing with you anymore. You're not treating my brother like that. And again, they'd had a brawl that morning. Not a physical brawl, but they'd had a real fight. They fight a lot. It's summer. They're home a lot together. That's how you handle it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm spiteful. Maybe like I said, if you want to go march in the street with the fist in the air, make the communist symbol with the Marxist at Black Lives Matter and march in the streets, I'm still going to cheer for you on the field. But when you dish your country in front of the world, I don't want anything to do with you. And I'm thrilled when you lose. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's small of me. That's how I feel. Can't help it. Texter writes, we are not even watching the Olympics or sports anymore. Another texter writes, Tara, never be ashamed for standing up for our flag and our faith and our veterans. Another texter writes, totally agree with you. They are so ungrateful. Another texter writes, yeah, I want them to get wiped. They want America to lose. Another texter, they do, don't they? Another texter writes, I also hope they lose the next one and get sent packing. Another texter writes, I feel the same way. If they are representing our country, but at the same time, shame us, then no, I do not support you. And it was great to see them shamed in front of the world. Felt good. I would say it was great. It felt good. There's a part of me, the logical part, says, oh, that's wrong, but I can't help it. Texter writes, Tara, I suspect viewership of the Olympics will be at an all-time low. Personally, I don't plan to watch a minute of it. I'm not protesting. I just don't care. Wow. I wish you guys could see the text line right now. I wish we could publish this thing. We can't. Wish you could see what I can't read on a daily basis. The text line has just absolutely exploded, like somebody dropped a bomb on it. So I'm not alone. I'm not alone. It felt good when the U.S. women's soccer team lost to Sweden. I couldn't have been happier. It was good news. That's how I felt. That's how I felt in my gut. Can't help how I feel. Maybe I shouldn't say it out loud, but hey, why not? That's where we've come to in this country. I mean, it's not just us. Look, we just had this poll earlier this week. 47% of Democrats on the West Coast want to secede from the nation. They want a divorce. 2/3 of Republicans in the South feel the same way. 48% of independents do too. So this is not like some thing unique to us normals or those on talk radio. This is America now. And I explain the difference. Look, if you want to write an editorial, about how the country sucks because of whatever, I'll still cheer for you. But you go out on that field, you diss us on the national scene, then you're whatever. I can't be happier for Sweden to beat you. I hope they beat you good. 3-0 is awesome. Texter writes, I'm a genuine soccer fan and patriot. I smiled when they lost. Another texter writes, I've wanted the women's soccer team to lose when they protested the 98-year-old World War II veteran playing the national anthem with his harmonica. Yeah, and then claimed they didn't. Texter writes, kneeling in sports or war is a sign of surrender, defeat, and submission. That soccer team defeated itself before the game started. They deserve defeat. Wow, you should see the text line. Wow, there's a text on here that's going to, every once in a while, one of you sends me something. that gets burned into my brain, and then I spend the next couple of weeks thinking about it. I don't know if this is true. This is a profound text, actually. I don't have to think about this. Here's what the texter wrote. Tara, I don't hate them. I don't want to say I don't hate them, but I hate what they did. Hate is your soul's immune system. In some cases, it'll eat you alive and it's evil. And the Bible is very clear on that, that it will. And that's not true. But yeah, the anger, I think, is a better word, not hate. There are reasons we should be righteously angry in life. So I think I'd rather use the word anger than hate. But that's a pretty profound text. I think I'd replace the word hate and put anger in there. Anger is your soul's immune system. Very deep. Going to be thinking about that one for a while. It's one of those that's just gray, you know? Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Thank you for saying what I've been thinking. I hope every American Olympic athlete who disses this country flops on the world stage. Another texter writes, our Olympic malcontents should defect. I know, bye-bye, please. Texter writes, if you're anti-American, I pull against you, all enemies, foreign and domestic. Another texter writes, hooray, the anti-American left lost. I don't even feel like they're American, honestly. I feel like they live here. Texter writes, Tara, I felt good, too, when the women's soccer team lost. And also, on the Delta variances, I think it's another way to distract us from what's really going on in Washington. They're changing the narrative. So says Wilkins from Simpsonville. You should see this. I can't even read it all. And these texts are so great. Basically, the gist is it's running about 9-1. People just cheering for Sweden and grateful they beat our team. It's where we are in America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.